Dear brothers and sisters, my name is Samantha Lin. I have had the luxury of growing up in a Christian home, attending church ever since I was in my mother's womb. Back then, although I didn't understand what being a Christian was about, I remember how warm and kind the members of the church congregation were toward each other and myself. Later on, as I grew up, I continued to attend church, participating in VBS, Awana, and other church-related activities. Not long after Chinese Community Church was built, approximately my third or fourth grade year, we had summer vocational Bible study, where on the last day, the speaker would ask for everyone to close their eyes and raise their hand if they wanted to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. It was on that day where I made my choice to become a Christian. I still remember right before my prayer, my mom and sister opened the door to bring me back home. Later on the car, my mom asked me and my sister what I was doing in the room. My sister, being in perhaps pre-K, told my mom that we raised our hands if we were thirsty and wanted a drink. A few years later, in the fifth grade summer, I had my first experience of discovery camp. The Christian camp had everyone off of a Christian high, sending everyone back home with high spirits and a hope for the year to come. It was then that I felt that I experienced God and felt the Holy Spirit in our presence. The notion of baptism, however, wasn't thought of much during those days. Last year, when my mom asked me if I wanted to be baptized, I rejected the chance, for I felt that I was not yet ready and had to grow closer to God in order to be baptized. This year, a speaker came and talked to us about baptism. I realized that we will never be perfect, and the closest we can come to perfectionism is through Jesus Christ. When I was offered a chance to be baptized again, I accepted the offer and began taking the baptism classes. I was taught how to grow closer to God and the things I had to do before I was ready to be baptized. Today, thank you for being here to witness me as I begin my new life in Christ. May God give me strength and guide me throughout my life in His will. I would like to share some Bible verses with you. Romans 6:3-4. Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were therefore buried with Him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
Brothers and sisters, my name is Tiffany Lin. When I was asked to write a testimony, I backed out, not really wanting to. But after I thought about it, I guess that I just wanted to share my faith with everyone. I was raised by two Christian parents. Since I went to church, I thought that I'd go to heaven or something. Never really thinking about what was taught to me in Sunday school, memorizing all these Bible verses and stories without knowing what they meant. Basically, I had no idea what a Christian was. When I was about 7 years old at Sunday school, I came across John 3:16. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Of course, I had heard this verse a lot of times before, but this time, for some reason, I decided to find its meaning. God so loved the world. I knew God loved us, gave His only begotten Son. I knew Jesus died for us. Whoever believes in Him shall have everlasting life. So it wasn't by going to church, by being good, by knowing all the Bible verses and stories. To escape God's wrath, all I had to do was believe, which meant that I had to put my trust and my faith onto our Lord. In my opinion, 7 years old was way too young. So I went back to my old life, clothes, looks, popularity. When I was around 9 years old, I flipped through my Bible, suddenly recalling that day when I was 7 years old. In my sister's stash of not needed things, I found an old devotion book. Turning from page to page, I discovered that the way I was living was completely wrong. In a few months, my life changed for the better, and I developed a close relationship with God. Now He was the center of my life. Friends and loved ones were more important than material possessions. A few weeks ago, I heard that Pastor Hu was coming back, and a lot of people were getting baptized. I asked, why do people get baptized? I was answered, because they want to announce that they have accepted Christ as their Savior. Then I decided to get baptized. I may have wasted a lot of years, but I have so many years ahead of me. I know that I still have a long path to walk through, but no matter how many times I stumble, and no matter how winding or dangerous it is, God will be there to guide me through. Joshua 1:5, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Dear brothers and sisters, my name is Joya. Once I was old enough to understand that God sent His only Son to die on the cross to save us from our sins, right away I wanted to let God know that I wanted Him to forgive me for my sins, the simple things I had done. Since I had read the Bible, went to church, and had prayed, I thought I was a true Christian from those good acts. But no, to be a true Christian, you would have to do something far beyond those acts. You would have to believe that God sent His only begotten Son, for whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Just like John 3:16. My God-loving parents both motivated me to continually read the Bible and have a quiet time with the Lord. I had tried to do my best to pray when I am in a troubled situation and to grow spiritually in God's Word. When I had attended Vacation Bible School the year 2006, I had finally put my trust in God. I wanted him to know that I had realized that I was a sinner and wanted to have a close relationship with Him. As I continue to grow in God's Word, I will know that He will protect me wherever I go and guide me through dangerous paths. God will always help me in any situation I get stuck into. But most of all, I want God to give me courage to spread the gospel, just like a true Christian.
Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Chris Yet. Ever since I was born up until now, I've been attending church almost every Sunday. My parents are strong Christians, so of course they wanted me and my siblings to go to church and later become Christians. So over the years, I learned more and more about God. Then in the summer of my fifth grade year, while we were still in Florida, I went to a Christian camp for the first time, and a couple of days after the camp was over, I remember I was in bed and I couldn't sleep for some reason. All of a sudden, I realized that I'm asking Jesus to be my Savior. Before that happened, I already believed, but that was my first official time doing it. So I have believed since, but I have no idea why I didn't get baptized at the time. I guess now God told me that it was the perfect time to get baptized. I just want to be a better Christian. Not that I wasn't a good one. I want to follow God more, obey God more, worship God more, serve God more, learn more about God, be a child of God, tell others about God, and all that other awesome stuff. Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, my name is Andrew Ye, the third oldest of the Yeh family. Okay, personally, I think Asian Christians have it the worst. I have to be fluent in all aspects of my life. My parents want me to do well in sports, religion, but sadly they stress school overall. The definition of doing well equals being the best. See, when I can't meet the standards, chaos occurs. And when standards aren't met, they realize I'm not a perfect son. This may break their heart, but it breaks mine more. This is one reason why I have considered to be baptized. Being God's son, there aren't any humanly standards you have to meet. As long as you admit that we are sinners and confess those sins, everyone is God's beloved son. Now, I'm not saying my parents are over-expecting. It seems that they are very protective sometimes. But because they love me, they care about me. I've only realized this recently when I've been experiencing the regular teenage drama. And however, my earthly parents are only human, and they can't possibly love me all day, 24/7. But it is God, my Heavenly Father, who is capable of loving me more than I can imagine, from east to the west, 24/7, all the time. Early in my life, I have been lost, not physically, because I have a home where I lived, but spiritually. I have been going in and out of my faith, walk of faith, and being inconsistent. But now, starting with this baptism, a new life, I would be back on track. Thank you.
That's good. Dao on. Wo de ming ze she nick. Good morning, my name is Nick McCory, and my family, Scott, Michelle, and my little brother, Ethan. Today is an exciting day for me and for my family. I've decided to accept Jesus, my Christ and Lord, my Savior, and I'd like to share with you why I think I'm ready. I used to think the whole idea of there being a God and being baptized, I thought that was kind of funny back when I was a child. I really didn't pay that much attention to it. My parents would stress how important it was, but I didn't listen to them. But now that I'm older and I've matured, I realize how important this is to them and to me. And one of the things that I'm most thankful for is they didn't force me to make this decision. I made it on my own. And I think that's what's making it much more special, is this is my decision. And so thankful for my mom and dad and my sister and brother. And thank you, Mr. Tao and Mr. Wong, for being my mentors, helping me understand what the meaning of all this is. And thank you.
兄弟姐妹大家好，今天是特别的日子，我很喜乐与大家分享见证一段经历。我们全家去年来到这个人生地不熟的波拿瓦嘎地方开店，一个朋友也没有。但达拉斯的教会的吴牧师师母就一直提醒我们要尽快在这里找教会，透过来大理的店里的吃饭呢比较有，我们很快与教会联络上了。 在餐馆开张以后，也开始我们的人生的另一个过程。因为当初开店的时候，我们几位合伙人说不介入餐馆经营，由我一人管理，所以才让他们入股。当生意上道以后，我们合伙人就很快改变他们的想意，贪心地想控制餐馆，他们排挤我，恐吓我。 不断在游离上羞辱我们，他们知道秋安是基督徒，叫鼓励在他面前放胡金，他们又讨论如何对我们的孤立，手段也越来越激烈。秋安只能躲在角落里暗自祷告，面对这急难，我只好默然祈祷，耐心等候，仰望上帝的救恩。 在这段时间，教会的弟兄姐妹不断帮我们祷告。圣经的一位姐妹写了圣经《传道书》第七章八到九节，事情的终局全如事情的起头，全心忍耐胜过居心骄傲的。你不要心里急躁恼怒，因为恼怒存在郁闷的怀中。 我一直把它放在口袋中，因为姐妹叫我每天默读诗篇35和37。当将你的事交托给耶和华，并祈靠他，他就必成全。神的话语给我很大的安慰。耶和华是公义的，事情的终局真的印证神的话。感谢神的保守，看顾我们，使我深知道。
信靠天父，上帝是世上独一的真神。谢谢大家。谢谢。各位主内弟兄姐妹平安。 首先，我在此再做见证以前，我要先谢谢这个长老安排这个四个礼拜的受浸班的讲课。这个课程的话，对我是一个很好的鼓励。他们这个课程是给我很大的鼓励，帮助我准备这个今天的受洗。还是有很多人会纳闷说，我为什么会受洗？ 因为我的家庭并不是一个基督教的家庭，我对教会的记忆，最早的时候就是小孩子的时候参加这个幼稚园，天主教的幼稚园，还有他们每个礼拜会发送那个免费的面粉。OK， 当然我们不是去收面粉，但是我看到人家他们在发放面粉。OK，但是那时候还有在眷区里面，有时候那个是中美合作的那个开裆裤到处跑。OK。 我是在1982年的时候到Pomond Comfort来的时候，我才1982的时候，我们才开始接触到这个圣经。我那时候是参加这个查经班，那时候的理念就很简单，晚上没事干，找点事情做，所以我就参加那个 Grace 姐妹他们的那个查经班。但是我那时候对圣经的了解并不是很清楚，就只知道说是一个就把。 圣经当作是一个战国策、史记这样来读 ，OK？ 对其中对这个旧约的人事物抱着很大的怀疑。到了几年前，有一次这个有一位牧师在这边讲到的时候，他讲到一个"谎言"这两个字 ，OK？ 那时候以前的我对这个圣经我很自负，我说我读了好几次哈。 我可以背起来 ，OK， 但是那一次的讲到的时候，他讲到"谎言"这两个字，我突然想到，这个"谎言"是什么字啊？所以，成本就弟兄姐妹的帮忙的话，就开始找，我就开始就读着研读这个新约部分。但是总体而言的话，我对圣经有一种偏见。<咳>我以前对我的圣经认为说，圣经只是一个神拣选的犹太人当他的子民 ，OK。 那么，如果这个圣新约，如果圣经里面的话是真的话，是事实的话，那应该圣经也只是一个犹太人的传说历史而已，就这样子而已。在生活上，在工作上，我本身就是一个很有自信的人。从1980年到现在，在家里面，从家里面的换地毯到地板。 对，到加盖2层楼的洋房，我们都自己做。OK，在工作上， 1980年到这个厂里面来开始construction 到现在，我一直表现都每一件事情我都很有自信。OK， 我那时候的观念就是天下无难事，只怕有心人这句话。但是十几年前我开始我们认识了，我们家 family 认识了 Mr. Rambicu 跟 Mrs. Rambicu、okay? 他们的爱心和奉献对我开始了有一种启蒙的作用。我开始在想说，如果我单靠个人的爱心，是不是能够做到像这种无私的奉献。在去年的那个查经班的整一年的读查经班的活动中，我开始了对这个人和神的关系有了进一步的认识。我开始了解到圣经里面讲的有些事情真的是活生生的事实应用在我身上、okay? 那我认为从旧约的时代的时候，我的新认识是说，人自从亚当夏娃在伊甸园偷吃了善恶果以后，人就一直用自己的眼光来建立这个价值，设这个善恶的价值、okay? 神借着摩西颁布十诫并没有什么大作用，他不能够阻止人的堕落。那旧约里面新书的呼唤也只是对当代这个犹太人绝望的犹太人有一种期盼，那个期盼就是弥赛亚的降临、okay? 所以这个时代就像是旧约，就像是罗马书中第三章第十二节说，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的一个也没有。那在新约的研读中，我就开始对这个神的伟大的救赎计划有了更进一步的了解，那就是罗马书第五章第八节说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，他的爱就在此向我们显明了。我相信以前的我，这个自信只是建立在行为上，并不是在信心上。这就是从罗马书第九章第三十二节跟三十三节所说的。这是什么缘故呢？是因为他们不凭着信心求，只凭着行为求，他们正跌在那绊脚石上。我在西安换一块绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。今天我在此决志，我就要接受主耶稣就当我的救主。我期盼圣灵能够进入我心，他是我唯一的依靠信靠。谢谢。
感谢神，我们有机会听完他们简短的见证。那么等一下我会请我们当中已经是康复华人教会会友的弟兄姐妹，我们要一起来如果我们同意，也欢迎他们加入我们的教会。那我们会用鼓掌的方式，然后之后呢我们就会请在牧师讲道之前，我们会有一个短短的献诗。 We're going to ask each one of Comfort Community Church member to recognize and also welcome those eight brothers and sisters. So if you welcome them to become our brothers and sisters, not only for them, they are at the crossroad to make a leap of faith in their own life, but also their decision to be baptized will be part of the family. So they become our brothers and sisters in this church. And that's why you are welcoming themas a brothers and as a sister. 我们今天欢迎他们，不只是他们在信心的道路上面有一个宣告，他们受浸归入主的名下，也因为他们受浸加入教会，因此欢迎康复华人教会的弟兄姐妹用我们的掌声，如果您同意他们受浸加入教会的话，用我们的掌声一起来欢迎他们。So Before Pastor Hu's sermons, we're going to have a group of brothers and sisters ready for the hymn. Okay.
各位弟兄姊妹平安，很高兴能够再一次回到波拉巴卡跟各位弟兄姊妹一起来敬拜神，特别在今天欢喜高兴的日子，神所定的日子，我们不但敬拜神，也来看见神的救恩啊，临到许多的弟兄姊妹身上。我想这个救恩是要给我们每一个人，如果在我们当中还有慕道友，真是把握机会接受敬礼啊，跟主耶稣基督同死同埋葬同复活，在基督耶稣里成为一个新造的人。我今天就要跟各位弟兄姊妹用新造的人这个主题来分享，来鼓励今天要受浸的八位弟兄姊妹。刚刚什么时候跟我们分享的时候也提到罗马书第六章第四节，到底受浸是怎么一回事呢？受浸的意义是什么？罗马书第六章第四节说，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。受浸是怎么一回事呢？受浸乃是表明跟我们跟主耶稣基督同死同埋葬同复活，复活之后乃是在基督里面的新生命，这个新造的人一举一动有新生的样式。那这个新生的样式是什么意思？怎样才是一个新生的样式？怎样才是一个新的生命？我们从四方面来分享。那这段经文呢啊，如果人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。那刚刚在带诗歌的时候啊，田惠民弟兄也跟我们提到，就是在哥林多后书五章十七节。所以我们来看这段经文啊，从这段经文来思想什么是新造的人，什么是新生的样式啊。如果你有圣经可以打开圣经，如果没有我们就看投影片。哥林多后书第五章，哥林多后书第五章十四节到二十一节，哥林多后书五章十四节到二十一节。刚刚果阳弟兄跟我们分享他的见证，他特别提到诗篇三十七篇第五节，当将你的事交托耶和华并依靠他，他就必成全。他自己生命的经历啊，经历到这位神是又真又活唯一的真神，在他参管的事情上面让他经历到神是爱他的神，神为啊愿受屈的人伸冤，神是一个公义的神啊，神是后来的啊比啊现在的要更为美好的一个结局，是他自己生命的经历，从神的话语里面他经历到了，那神成为他的神，神成为他生命跟生活信仰的一个连接，他自己得着了，他愿意受浸归入主的名下。所以浸礼本身也是一个见证，见证你所信的神是一个真又真又活唯一的真神，见证你真实的一个信仰。那这样一个信仰带给你的是一个新的生命，这样的生命在哥林多后书第五章十四节二十一节里面，我们来看什么叫一举一动有新生的样式，好不好？我们一起来练啊，来练这段经文啊，第五章十四节到二十一节，我们先来练一次，好不好？是不是有投影片哈？五章十四节，我们一起开始听。原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的侍者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。什么叫 New Life in Christ？ 有四方面。从这段经文里面，第一个五章十四节，五章十七节，原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。什么叫一举一动有新生的样式？什么叫 New Life in Christ？ 有新的什么？有新的什么？从这一节里面啊，有新的生命。这个生命是怎样的生命呢？ Right， New Life。是一个 new life， 这个 new life 是跟你的 old life 有什么不一样？ What's the difference between the new life and the old life？ 有什么不一样？新的生命跟旧的生命有什么不一样呢？这段经文告诉我们什么？原来什么？原来基督的爱激励我们。原来基督的爱激励我们。第一个，一举一动有新生的样式，新的生命。我们信主了，你有没有新的激励？新的激励，新的激励。New encouragement。以前是什么在激励你？现在是什么在激励你？弟兄姊妹，现在是什么在激励你？从这段经文 ，Suppose 你应该被什么激励？你应该感到啊 ，Someone encourage me。每天都有新的 encouragement， 都有新的鼓励你面对每一天的生活是什么？是什么？这个激励是什么？基督的爱，弟兄姊妹，基督的爱。你每一天都可以来领受基督的爱，你每一天都可以让基督的爱 The love of Christ should be your encouragement every day. Not from anyone else, not from any persons, but from God, Jesus Christ himself. 你的激励应该是来自于神。当然我们在生活里面啊，工作我们被升迁了，这是一个激励。我们有 bonus 是一个激励。我们在婚姻生活里面啊，太太很爱我，先生很爱我，买礼物给我，这都是一个激励。儿女很听话，都是一个激励。但是这段经文告诉我们，一个新造的人，这些激励不应该成为你 hold 住，就这个，如果没有这个激励，我就活不下去了。一个永远不改变的一个爱，不是来自任何一个人。一个永远不改变的一个激励，不是来自任何一个人，而是来自耶稣基督自己。在音乐界里面啊，有一个啊谚语叫做：“你要领导交响乐团吗？你要当交响乐团的指挥吗？首先你要背对众人。我要领导一个交响乐团，首先我愿意背对着众人，因为我领导交响乐团，我不需要看哪一个人喜欢或不喜欢，点头或摇头，我就要专心来领导这个交响乐团。”同样的，我们成为一个耶稣神的儿女，有个新的生命也是一样。我们的激励不是要看任何一个人，我们要单单的仰望耶稣基督，专心的来听耶稣基督到底要我做什么，单单的讨耶稣基督的喜欢。我们爱，因为神先爱我们，我们要让耶稣基督的爱天天激励我们，来面对每一天的挑战、困难、难处、工作上的问题，或是甚至与人之间关系的不和好，让你头痛的问题，你要让基督的爱激励你，否则这些问题困难，可能就让你灰心、失望、绝望、退后、软弱、跌倒。我们很容易，因为某一个人讲了一句话，或者是太太讲了一句话，或是上司讲了一句话，我们那一天就整天灰心、失望，快乐不起来，喜乐不起来。但神的旨意是要常常喜乐，不是有祷告，凡事先，为什么？为什么要祷告？因为仰望主耶稣基督的爱，让神的爱、耶稣基督的爱再次激励你。弟兄姊妹，基督怎样爱你？基督就是这样白白为你被钉在十字架上，从高天尊荣的宝座上，因为我们犯了罪，得罪了神，破坏了我们跟神的关系，他愿意不愿意看见我们跟神隔离，他希望我们每一个人都能够成为神的儿女，他自己必须来钉死在十字架上。这样的爱，神说这样的爱，原来基督的爱，保罗，神借着保罗在哥林多后书这个什么来激励我们呢？原来基督的爱激励我们。所以第一个 New life in Christ, you need to have new encouragement from Jesus Christ. The love of Jesus Christ should be your onlyEncouragement forever. 你要 hold 住这样的一个激励，每天可能你碰到的人事物都与你作对，但是你要想一想，你要领导交响乐团，你要按照神的心意活的时候，你有时候要必须背对群众，背对群众，因为人言可畏啊，人的言语可能就让你一下子把你捧上天，一下子可能让你跌得浑身脆骨。所以如果你的激励是来自于任何人事物，这些人事物都会改变。所以保罗，神界的保罗告诉我们，新的生命要有新的激励，就是什么？新的激励是什么？弟兄姊妹，基督的爱，基督的爱，每一天让基督的爱来激励你，这是第一点。第一点，那么第二个，五章十六节，一个 new life in Christ to a new encouragement, 第二个是 new 什么？ 五章十六节，我们一起来念好不好？我们来一起来念五章十六节，请。所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。所以第二个是什么？一个 new life in Christ， 一个一举一动有新生量是必须有新的什么？第一个是新的基地，第二个呢？新的什么？从今以后不凭着外貌认人，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。当你要认人是用什么来认？用你的眼睛。所以第二个要新的眼光，新的眼光啊 ，new vision， 以前呢可能戴错眼镜了，看不清楚，或者只是看外表，但是神是看内心，人是看外表。从前认过基督，以为他是木匠的儿子，这个木匠的儿子拿撒勒的地方能够出什么好的呢？但是今天我们信主以后，我们要看见，就像刚刚信仰跟我们分享的，他以前觉得他很有自信，旧约新约只不过是战国策史记，但他现在从新的眼光来看的时候，他看到原来是神的爱，原来是神救赎的计划。要有新的眼光，要有新的眼光啊！我最近看到一本书啊，叫是施以诺弟兄啊，在龙华家里他有一个书房，我在那边预备的时候，有一本书施以诺弟兄，我在台湾就看了他两本书，第一个是如何写作，第二个是啊这个啊因为单纯所以卓越啊，他是讲单纯的信仰的生活。我们基督徒是可以，这个世代人都人心都很诡诈很复杂。但是基督徒可以很单纯，但是单纯可以很卓越，因为神的话就是这样很单纯。神是一个很 pure 很单一的神，我们单单仰望神，我们活出那样的生命。那我看到那天看到第三本书叫做很有意思，它的名字叫内在三维。第一个是头围，第二个是胸围，第三个是肚围啊，或是腰围。他说我们很注重身体的健康，但是也要注重内在的这个三维，内在的三维，头维第一个，他就提到说，头维是你的头脑所思想的，你所思想的是用你的眼光，人的眼光来思想，还是用神的眼光？昨天如果你有来呢，如果你昨天没来，你 miss 掉一个非常精彩的 skydive。但是从天空10000英尺跳下来的时候，你所看到的眼光跟你在地上看的是完全不一样的。你在云上面看的时候，地上的事情是这么渺小。看到神创造奇妙，人竟然能够借着这个降落伞能够浮在空中，这个空气 air 竟然是不但是我们呼吸氧气，还能够把飞机能够浮上来。你看到是神创造奇妙也伟大，你开始用神的眼光来看的时候完全不一样。 Different perspective if you look at everything through the eye of Jesus Christ, not from your own eye. 我们要 new vision,新的眼光来看，你所看到的就不一样。头围就是要有新的思维啊，用神的眼光，用神的眼光来思想，要有优质的思考。那胸围就是要有胸怀理想，要有神的理想啊，神到底在我生命里面那奇妙的计划和目的是什么？肚围就是要有肚量啊，宰相肚里能撑船。神说要爱你的仇敌，为了逼迫你的祷告，我们有没有这样的一个啊肚量？这个都是这本书告诉我们，就是用神的话语里面来建造我们这个人的生命，更合神心意的生命。而这个建造就是要用神的眼光。那你怎么能够得到神的眼光呢？神为什么要把圣经给我们？就是让我们能够从神的眼光来看。那我们越来越有神的眼光，就好像国良弟兄说，他经历到当将你的事交托耶和华，那个交托就是好像从 skydive 啊，我们跟 instructor 绑在一起，我们跟神要绑在一起。Tie with Jesus Christ， 把你的重担、问题、困难 ，your suffering, your problem, everything， tie with Jesus Christ and yourself， and let God depend on Him， and He will accomplish everything far above your imagination， 远超过你所求所想、他所成就的。最重要的是你愿不愿意来依靠他，完全的交托给他。要有新的眼光，要有新的眼光。以赛亚书55章第9节这样说，天怎样高过地，这样我的道路高过你的道路，我的意念高过你的意念。用我们自己的眼光，我们所看的道路跟意念实在是看不到神的心意，但是我们要想到从神的眼光来看，神的道路意念是何等的奇妙，何等的奇妙。天怎样高过地，照样神的道路神的意念高过我们的道路跟意念。 所以新造的人 New Life in Christ， 第一个要有新的激励，就是因为基督的爱，让基督的爱，单单基督的爱来激励你。第二，让你有神的眼光，读神的话语，读神的话语，因为所有世上的一切，所有世上的一切的问题都是考古题。为什么是考古题？因为这里面都有，所有你所碰到的，你愿意寻求神，神的话语里面都有答案。你要找考古题吗？人生的问题，考古题，答案都在里面，答案都在里面。我记得我大学考试的时候，我都自己要想一想，从高中开始就这样，我要想一想老师可能会考什么题目，我先猜考古题，把它考古题答案先写下来。神的话就这样，你不用等到有问题才来找，可能你那时候已经灰心失望了，你平常就读神的话语，在这里面就让你有神的眼光，让你有神的眼光。第二个，新的眼光。第三个，五章十八节，我们一起来念五章十八节。好，我们一起来念十七节到十九节，我们一起来念起。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。请问第三个，一个新造的人，一个 New Life in Christ， 是有新的什么啊？有新的什么？十八节说什么？他将怎样的职分赐给我们？劝人以他和好的职分赐给我们。也就是说，当你成为一个新造人，成为一个基督徒的时候，神就把新的职分赐给你，一个新的工作，你的正业，这是你的正业。你在台塑工作或是在银行工作，只不过是你的副业，成为一个养生，要来做这个正业。因为这个正业是新造的人里面，他把这样的一个职分，非常尊贵的身份跟职分赐给你。这个职分是什么呢？这个职分是什么？使人与神和好。不但你自己要与神和好，你每天要对付自己的罪，与神和好，认罪悔改，与神和好。你更有一个责任，因为这是你的工作，你的正业。神给你在台塑工作、银行工作，或是在家做家庭主妇，你要想到在周遭里面还有很多还没有认识耶稣基督，他没有认识耶稣基督，罪没有除去，有一天肉体过去了，他的灵魂是永远跟神隔离，永远跟神隔离。你现在得着这样永生的福分盼望，在今生就有指望，在永生有盼望，这么好的你要跟人分享，好东西要跟好朋友分享，这是最重要。敬礼就是一个见证，就是一个分享。所以有新的职分，这个职分使人与神和好，你自己每天与神和好，使人与神和好。福音本是神的大人，我今天在主日学讲到，我们负责传，神负责这个人信主不信主。你看到你的好朋友，你就跟他分享你的生命的故事，就好像刚刚八位的见证，虽然很短，就他为什么要受浸，他为什么要相信，他生命经历到了，你也可以经历到。所以你有新的职分，新的职分啊， you have new job. The job is to lead everyone to have good relationship with Jesus Christ. Right relationship with Jesus Christ, include yourself. 第四个，新造的人有新的什么？我们来练五章二十节，五章二十节到二十一节，我们一起来练习。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般。我们替基督求你们与神和好，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。所以第四个是新的什么啊？所以我们做什么，弟兄姊妹？神不但给你一个 new job， 这个 job 是有个 title 的，你的 title 是什么？ The ambassador for Christ。The ambassador for Christ， 你是耶稣基督的大使，你代表耶稣基督，你知道吗？基督徒 Christian is a little Christ。 你的职分是使人与神和好，那怎样使人与神好？人家要从你身上看见耶稣基督，看见耶稣基督是何等的慈爱，看见耶稣基督是何等的怜悯，看见耶稣基督是何等的公义，何等的正直。你有把这样的生命让圣灵，让耶稣基督的生命在你生命展现出来，你的行为，你不是靠行为得救，但是你的行为见证你是一个小基督。 这是我们每天需要提醒，每天需要领受耶稣基督爱激励我们，以至于我们把 Ambassador for Christ 这个 title 能够活出来。这是神何等给我们何等尊贵的身份。 So you have new job, you have new new title, 你是 Ambassador for Christ。 因为时间的关系，我想请受浸，因为 go inside and change your dress, prepare for the baptism。你们可以进去换衣服，然后准备受浸，好，准备受浸。等一下也是按照那个讲见证的那个次序哈。基督的侍者 ，Ambassador for Christ， 你知道吗？这个身份神给你，所以我们做基督的侍者。那做基督的侍者做什么？就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。一个大使到一个国家去，到一个场所去的时候，代表譬如说中国的大使到美国，或是美国的大使到中国，这两个国家要谈一件事情的时候，最重要的一件事情就是那个关系要和好。如果关系不和好，不可能见面，不可能和，我们说谈就是和谈，和谈先和好才能够谈下去。如果一开始有很大的歧见，很大的仇视，不可能坐下来谈。神今天给我们一个做基督的使者也是一样。很多我慕道的朋友在我们当中，在这个我们回台湾或者是调到德东去，我们神开我们的眼睛，让他看到真的是何尝是何等大的需要。而这些人的需要必须从基督徒的身上感受到神借着我们基督徒来爱他们，来关心他们。因为神你来基督的爱激励我们，我们爱因为神先爱我们，我们必须有这样的怜悯的心去爱去关怀，然后我们的生命的见证带出话语的见证福音的内容，他们自己来经历。我想刚国良的一个见证就是他本身他碰到问题了，教会许多弟兄姊妹去关心去帮忙他们，有人帮他英语的翻译，有人帮他在法庭上帮助他们使他从很痛苦的困难里面，因着基督徒弟兄姊妹的爱，他感受到神是又真又活爱的神，那他就决志信主。我们有新的身份，弟兄姊妹，什么是一举一动的新生样式？四方面。我们今天早上思想也鼓励这些弟兄们，也鼓励我们自己。第一个，你的激励来自于哪里？你有没有新的激励？第二呢，你的眼光来自于哪里？你有没有新的眼光？第三个，你的职分。第四个，你有何等尊贵基督大使的身份？基督大使的身份。当我在看这个施以诺的书的时候，特别提到有四个字叫生病美学，生病美学。那什么叫生病美学？生病了，生病跟美好像扯不上关系。但是他在这有提到，有个小儿麻痹的一个姊妹，他就发动一个旅游团到新加坡去旅游，全部带领这些小儿麻痹的这些很少出国旅游的这些这些慕道的朋友一起出去，让他们感受神的爱。借着这个姊妹，他的认识耶稣基督，基督的爱激励他，他不因为他小儿麻痹而自怨自艾，他知道神要使用他去关怀跟他一样遭遇患难的人。这是哥林多书告诉我们，我们在各样的患难中，神就安慰我们，叫我们能去安慰那跟我们一样遭遇患难的人。小儿麻痹关怀小儿麻痹，他们感同身受，这些人就看见神的爱在这个小儿麻痹的姊妹身上。有个弟兄他发生车祸腿断了，他没有自怨自艾，他就右腿断了，他开始就用，本来他很喜欢运动，他开始就游泳，参加 Special Olympic 这个残障朋友的奥林匹克运动，他游泳得到金牌，用这样来荣耀神。这个就生病美学，虽然在疾病困难患难里面，因为有新的眼光，有新的激励，有新的眼光，把他的新的职分身份能够充分的彰显出来。所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天是何等的有福，我们不用遭遇到患难的时候，我们才在彰显这样的激励，彰显这样的眼光，彰显这样的职分跟身份。现在今天我们就可以开始，我们去低头，我们祷告。弟兄姊妹，我们今天早上在神的面前跟这些受浸的弟兄姊妹一起鼓励的时候，巴不得我们现在就安静我们的心，想一想 想想我现在活着我的几率是什么，我的眼光是怎样的眼光，我有没有去接受神已经给我们的这个尊贵的身份，跟去啊劝人求人与神和好了，是求，不只是劝，还求付上代价的，因为这是何等何等大的一个决定，使人从永远的与神隔离，使在罪恶过犯里面，到跟神建立那个啊爱的关系，成为上帝尊贵的儿女，这是一个何等的福分，要把这样的福分求人来接受。我们有没有这样去享受，也去宝贝这样的一个基督大使的一个身份，以至于我们欢喜高兴，凭着信心知道福音是神的大能，去分享那个福音的好处呢？与人同得福音的好处呢？但愿今天神亲自对你对我来说话，再次基督的爱来激励我们。好吧，父神，我们感谢你，因为你的话语安定在天，我们为今天欢喜高兴，有八位弟兄姊妹要受尽归入主你的名下，这是神你的工作，你使用王长老，使用这里的所有长职同工弟兄姊妹们，在这里做成你美好的工，你圣灵继续的将基督的爱浇灌在我们心里面，以至于我们每天因着基督的爱，我们更加的用爱来回应你，更加勇敢的把福音能够传扬开来，带领更多的人决志受尽来归向你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿们阿们。感谢神，我们今天有八位弟兄姊妹要受尽归入主的名下，啊，用敬礼表明耶稣基督同死同埋葬同复活。那我跟王长老要一起来为他们施敬，啊，第一位是 Samantha 林，啊，俊成跟彩纯的大女儿林怡金，啊 ，Samantha 林 ，Samantha is ready， 往哪里？啊，这边 ，OK， 好。Okay. 好，我也还没有 ready 啊。真是很感谢神，因为神是这个教会的大牧者，那也看见各位弟兄姊妹在这段期间里面，你们的爱心、你们的关怀、你们的为福音所摆上的，神今天将这样得救果实就交给教会，那也是交给各位弟兄姊妹。在受浸之前呢，都会先照相啊，都会先照相。到时候教会有礼物呢，会相簿呢会放在相片，放在教会送给他们的相框相簿里面啊。Okay. 啊，是不是先面对他们？哎，先面对一下。I say, you are the bearers of Jesus Christ. 你再做下去啊 ，OK，Samantha, have you believed in Jesus Christ and accept Him as your personal Savior and Lord? Because of your belief, I will baptize you in the name of the Son, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As a symbol, you die with Christ. You are buried with Christ.And you are resurrected with Christ. Now you have new life in Jesus Christ. We welcome you. 第二位是 Tiffany。先照相，
先照相。
Tiffany 也是俊成跟彩成的二女儿哈。Tiffany, have you believed in Jesus Christ and accept Him as your personal Savior and Lord? Because of your belief, I will baptize you in the name of the Father.The Son and the Holy Spirit. As a symbol, you die with Christ, you are buried with Christ, and you are resurrected with Christ. Now you have new life in Christ. Welcome you. Joy, have you believed in Jesus Christ and accept Him as your personal Savior and Lord? Because of your belief, I will baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As a symbol, you die with Christ, you are buried with Christ, and you are resurrected with Christ. Now you have new life in Christ. Welcome you. Chris, have you believed in Jesus Christ and accept Him as your personal Savior and Lord? Because of your belief, I will baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As a symbol, you die with Christ, you are buried. You are buried with Christ, and you are resurrected with Christ. Now you have new life in Christ. Welcome you. Thank you.Andrew, have you believed in Jesus Christ and accept Him as your personal Savior and Lord? Because of your belief, I will baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As a symbol, you die with Christ. You are buried. 坐下去。 You are buried with Christ, and you are resurrected with Christ. Now you have new life in Christ. Welcome you. Okay, you Nick, have you believed in Jesus Christ and accept Him as your personal Savior and Lord? Because of your belief, I will baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As a symbol, you die with Christ, you are buried with Christ, you are resurrected with Christ. 国良，你是否已经接受耶稣基督啊，成为你个人的主和救主？啊，既然如此，我要奉啊圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为你施浸，表明你与主耶稣基督同死，蹲下去，蹲下去，同埋葬，同复活。啊，你现在有在耶稣基督有新生命，恭喜你，恭喜你，拉一下。第八位苏信安弟兄，信安，你是否已经相信耶稣基督，并且接受他成为你个人的主和救主？既然如此，我要奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为你施浸，表明你与主耶稣基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。现在你有在耶稣基督里面的新生命，恭喜你！来，衣服拉一下。Wilson, can you come forward? We're going to have baby dedication. 我们现在有婴儿祝福礼，我们先请Brother Wilson 来为英文堂的两位 baby 来祝福。
Okay, I am here, but I don't see the baby.
where is the baby? Daisy and Nancy, the baby.
Let's go ahead.
The baby of Daisy and Nancy.
John and Betsy Lee.
Oh, how about let me do the Chinese part first?
You want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
这三段。Okay. 不然我们就中文的先，好不好？
好。
好。
I'll go first.
So are they
ready?
Okay.
We're going to go ahead and do Howard and Lindsay first. Yay! Here we go.Okay, if we can get you guys to stand over here. And Howard, if you post yourself right next to me. Good to see you, brother. How are you? Okay, today we're going to dedicate Olivia, right?
We're Olivia.
Okay.
Olivia first. Howard.
Okay, this is Olivia.Okay, why don't you guys have a seat and then we'll come back. Okay, so how?
You know, Rose, not looking at Gregory's here because he never was a 3-year-old baby.
Okay, so this is
Gregory. This is Olivia.
Okay, you stand. Shout out, Howard.
We're fine, everyone.
All right, you know, the Word of God says that children are indeed a blessing from the Lord, and we know that. The Lord, He's given to parents children as a blessing. And it's a wonderful thing when parents are able to rededicate those children who already belong to the Lord back to the Lord. And that's in keeping with tradition. We find in the Old Testament that Hannah dedicated Samuel to the Lord. He was the Lord's man. And Hannah, in honor of God and recognizing the gift of God, dedicated Samuel back to him. And we even find in Luke chapter 2, the Lord Jesus himself being brought to the temple to be rededicated, to be presented to the Lord by Mary and Joseph. And so today, Howard and Betsy, Howard and Lindsay. See, that's what happens when you ride in town and preach and ride out. You don't remember folks. Okay, Howard and Lindsay, we are dedicating Olivia, correct? Okay. Howard, may I have Olivia?
Good luck.
Come here, honey. Hi. Okay, do you two dedicate, first of all, your lives to the Lord and promise to raise Olivia up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord?
Yes.
We do.
Thanks, hon. It is very important that as parents, they dedicate themselves first to the Lord, that they're going to live an example for Olivia, that through them, Olivia sees the kindness of God. They see the Word of God in real life. And they have affirmed that they dedicate Olivia to the Lord. Shall we pray?
Let me try it again.
Okay.
Let's pray. Lord, we commit to you, Olivia. We honor you. These parents honor you by presenting her to you as a dedication, as a token, Lord. And we pray that you will guide this life, guide it so that one day it ends in baptism. It ends in a dedicated life to you and baptism honoring you. For Christ's sake, amen.
Amen.
All right, my brother. Okay, now, do you want to do...
Yeah, you don't have to hurt him.
Where is Gregory?
Right there.
Hey, Gregory, one day we pray that you will go in that bathtub. All right?
Why don't you stand?
Yeah, would you stand for us, Gregory?
Can you stand?
Let's pray. God, Lord, we also commit to you, Gregory. Lord, we just pray that the end of his life will be in service to you. We commit him to you right now as we've done Olivia. And we pray your blessing on this family as they guide their children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. For Christ's sake, amen.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you, guys. All right, Gregory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now John and Betsy, right?
Oh, no,
okay,
no, no, no.
Come on forward. So here we have John, Betsy, and the children, and this is Joshua, correct? Okay, and we're dedicating Joshua to the Lord. Are you ready, Joshua? Yes, sir, he says. Well, listen, as you can see, this couple is truly blessed of God. You know, the Lord says that children are a blessing, and they have quite a few blessings. So we trust Howard and Betsy that you...
John, my friend.
We trust John and Betsy that you too will commit your time to raising Joshua up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Yes. Let's pray. Lord, we commit also to you, Joshua. We trust, O God, that you've brought this day, you've brought all of that's happening today. You brought it forth so that we might recognize that we all belong to you. And that as we have children, it's important that we recognize that they should be dedicated to you so that they might live a life in honor of you. We pray, O God, that this family will serve you and that one day Joshua's life will end in baptism, that he will end this old life and begin a new life in Christ to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. 我们中文堂也有两位 baby 啊，要奉献祝福哈。第一位是建勋跟美兰他们的孩子 Nadia， 那第二位就是陈斌跟嘉恩他们的孩子雅威哈，雅威啊 ，Jonathan 啊，好不好？就请你们两队都来到前面，好不好？好 ，OK， 好，这里。OK， 好，那我们那个建新美兰先来，你们先坐那边一下，好，好 ，OK， 好，要抱，哦，好久没抱过，他的名字叫 Nadia 哈 ，Nadia， 我昨天问建新美兰，他说 Nadia 就是 hope 啊，指望，我就想到耶利米书29:11说到，神向我们守怀的意念呢，是赐平安的意念。不是降灾祸的意念，要叫幕后有指望哈。啊，幕后有指望，在英文就是 for hope， 充满了希望，因为我们有耶稣基督哈，有一些啊。首先也是啊，刚刚啊 ，Brother Wilson 提醒我们啊，要把儿女奉献给神祝福呢。首先，我们做父母的也是要先做榜样，要奉献给神啊，用榜样来养育啊这个儿女。那儿女是神所赐的福，所怀的胎都是。啊，所给的产业都是从神那里的福气哈。我从撒母耳啊，哈拿求撒母耳，就是从神那里求来的，就献给神。那神拣选他成为一个先知。我们就为纳迪亚来祷告啊，为纳迪亚来祷告。好吧，父神，我们感谢你，因为看见你再次是给啊建勋美兰这样可爱的产业纳迪亚，你实在是来建立这个家庭，让这个家庭全家。啊，像耶稣亚一样，至于我和我家，我们都侍奉耶和华，如同纳迪亚名字一样，是 hope， 是充满了神你从天上给他的指望，让他们这个家庭充满信心，充满盼望，充满爱心，让神你的爱激励他们，以至于他们全家在侍奉的时候能够天天得力，天天领受从天上来的祝福，使用纳迪亚也成为许多人的祝福。我们感谢赞美你，听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。
感谢主，睡着了，谢谢你这么给我面子哈。牧师的身上还有迷迭香啊，一定要睡着。OK， 好，请坐。
是他的中文名字叫林雅威啊，雅威是神的名字的意思哈，是神的名。那英文是 Jonathan 啊 ，Jonathan 大卫最好的朋友哈，为朋友实在是愿意放下他的王位哈，是一个非常有义气的人。那我们为 Jonathan 为雅威来祝福啊。我问陈斌跟嘉恩他们呢，他们希望说看到这个孩子就想到就纪念神的名啊，神的名是何等的奇妙啊，神是耶和华以勒。他必有预备，神是耶和华，小怒小骂，是平安同在啊！神耶和华惊奇，神是得胜的神，都成就在这个孩子身上。我们一起来祷告，好吧，父神，我们谢谢你啊！再一次啊，在你的面前感谢你赐给陈明家恩这样第二个可爱的产业，也真的是啊，如同啊，你感动陈明家恩给孩子取的名字雅威啊，就是神你自己的名字，耶和华你的名，天天纪念你的名，也天天经历到你的名成就在这个家庭里面，让他们全家啊，像耶稣雅全家侍奉你的时候，经历到神你的预备，你预备的恩典啊，够用充足有余。你按照在基督耶稣里的丰盛，充足的成就一切，远超过他们所求所想。也纪念啊，你的名是耶和华，什么 小肉同在是平安的上帝，保守这个孩子平平安安啊，让主你使用他也成为多人的祝福。我们感谢赞美你，听我们的祷告，使用这个家庭成为许多人祝福。这样祷告感谢奉告救主耶稣基督的名，阿门。谢谢，感谢主啊。好，请坐。我们感谢神，今天不但有敬礼啊，也有婴儿的奉献祝福礼。那我们受敬的几位弟兄姊妹啊，也弟兄还没出来啊，还是都出来了，出来了。我们教会有一些啊，有一些礼物呢要送给他们，我会把时间交给啊，好，谢谢，谢谢，谢谢 ，OK， 谢谢。那先给你一声，先给你一声，
男生都出来，
好的，都拿，好，好，第一位是 Samantha 啊 ，Samantha， 俊成跟彩成的大女儿 Samantha 林，来 ，OK， 教会有一份受浸的 certificate 哈，那我们一起照个相，一起照个相，好，恭喜你啊 ，Congratulations，Thank God for you。老爷写的字啊，你要仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明啊，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他啊，他必指引你的路。谢谢老爷啊，请。好，这是两位一起，还有啊 ，Tiffany， 好来，你先坐一下。Tiffany， 来 ，is your certificate？ OK， 好来。Okay, congratulations. Yeah, thank God. 第三位是 Joy. Joy 叶啊。啊，三位要好 ，his certificate. Okay. 啊，真的 ，Okay， 好，来，没关系，好，大家可以。Okay, congratulations. Yeah, thank God.好，你先坐一下哈。好，跟啊 ，Chris， 来，是这边，来一起照相，来，来 ，OK， 啊 ，Sorry，OK，
啊
，Congratulations，Andrew。要不要过来一点，中间一点 ？OK 啊 ，OK 啊。Sorry， 不要。OK，Congratulations， Nick， my colleague。Congratulations.
Oh.
Okay. 好，中间一点啊。好 ，squeeze to the middle. Yeah, yeah, to the middle. Okay. Okay.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. 国良，有国良弟兄。Okay.啊，恭喜你呀！来，我们一起照相啊，先照相，站起来。OK， 恭喜你！呀，谢谢，谢谢。苏兴安弟兄，来，站起来。恭喜！感谢主，感谢主，好，感谢神，感谢神，感谢主。好，我们请总理来报告啊，家事。
各位弟兄姐妹平安，
平安。
今天是一个真的是一个欢喜快乐的日子哈、哦，不单是我们在这里欢喜快乐，天上的天使天君呢，也一起在这里呢，跟我们一起在欢喜快乐哈、哦。所以今天呢，我们很高兴有八位弟兄姐妹加入我们的行列，我们在这里祝福他们。我们来，今天呢，我们有那个。有没有新来的朋友？来，对，我们要不要自我介绍一下？
大家好，我姓林，叫林朱红。现在住在休斯顿，这位是我的太太莎莉。
大家好，
欢迎，
好，欢迎他们哈，他们是特地从休斯顿来的。嗯，这里还有一位陈荣的妈妈在不在？陈荣，
荣荣的妈妈，
哦，他已经离开了哈。
Nick's family.
Nick the parents. Yeah. Yeah, 欢迎他们。Okay. 那接下来我们欢迎这个礼拜的生日哈、哦，有林敏，林敏他有没有在我们当中？没有，还有敏球的那个女儿。荣华妹妹。哦，荣华妹妹她。来，我们欢迎荣华的妹妹。嗯，来欢迎他们。嗯，那甚至还有叶伯伯哦，他现在在台湾哦，还有林医师，我们看林医师呢？
啊，刚讲，
他已经离开了。好，那我们就祝他们生日快乐，祝福满意啊！因为时间的关系啊，我们只报告几点。那个我们有一些那个 Discover Camp 还有 Impact Camp， 如果说你要报名的话，今天是最后一天可以那个提早报名的哦，所以不要忘记了哦，今天是最后一天哦，请赶快报名。那我们会后呢，我们外面有那个外购的午餐，请大家一起留下来，一起来享用。好、哦，那等一下我们先做个合照，然后我们再到外面去享用这我们的午餐。好、哦，那现在请大家先起立。嗯，
我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。天父上帝的慈爱，主耶稣基督的救恩，圣灵的感动引导及带领，常与众弟兄姊妹同在，从今时直到福音遍传普天下。阿们，阿们。请坐，默默祷告散会。